a phone call to several Arab leaders, US President Donald Trump is reported to have signalled his intention to move the US embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. He is due to deliver a speech on the issue, but White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders said he is pretty solid in his thinking. She said he would make what he feels is the best decision for the United States.
I'm not going to get ahead of the president's remarks that he'll make tomorrow. He did speak with a number of leaders this morning, and he's going to continue to have conversations with relevant stakeholders, but ultimately he'll make what he feels is the best decision for the United States. He spoke with five leaders. That's hardly indicative of everybody across the globe, but certainly, you know, he's going to continue to have conversations with different leaders from across the world.
The controversial move, which was one of Mr. Trump's campaign pledges, has drawn widespread condemnation internationally. Israel claims Jerusalem as its capital, while Palestinians want their capital in East Jerusalem. The international community does not recognise Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and the status of Jerusalem is seen as a matter to be decided in negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas was among those who received a call from Mr. Trump. Senior Palestinian official Nabil Shah has warned that the impact of the US president's decision would destroy the essence of the two-state solution.
If Mr. Trump really tomorrow or the day after tomorrow comes up and says that I recognize the United Jerusalem to be the state, the capital of the state of Israel, he had destroyed every chance that he will play to get the deal of the century that he has been talking about. There is no deal in the century that starts with destroying the essence of the two-state solution.
The US State Department is warning US government employees and their families against personal travel in Jerusalem's Old City and in the West Bank, following calls for demonstrations. Saudi Arabia says it has grave concerns about the plan, while Jordan is to convene emergency meetings of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation this weekend on the issue. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has threatened to cut diplomatic ties with Israel if the formal recognition goes ahead.
I'd like to express my regret once again. Jerusalem, Mr. Trump, is a red line for Muslims. While the wounds of the Palestinian people continue to bleed, while there are daily violations of rights, oppression, making a decision like this to support Israel is not only a violation of international law, it is also a heavy blow to human conscience.
Israel's supporters in Congress have sought to move the US Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem through the 1995 Jerusalem Embassy Act. But a clause allows presidents to postpone its application for 6 months on national security interests. Former presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush and Barack Obama did that every 6 months. President Donald Trump followed suit in June 2017, but indicated he wouldn't do so again. Brian Katsoulis is a senior fellow for national security at the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. He believes it's Donald Trump's way of showing that he wants to shake things up in the Middle East.
What I think it may end up doing is backfiring and creating lots of tensions. He's a president who is actually quite weak right now and facing daily and almost hourly stories about the investigations into his potential collaboration with Russia and other things. So this distracts people. With a president like Trump, it's hard to predict what he might do next week, let alone in 6 months. It may be seen as a wake-up call to the Arab region and essentially say he's serious about shaking things up, having a different conception there. Trump is probably playing with fire here.